107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. June is busting out all over. We got Rob Blows here with BST Vacation Blows and Stewart Travel. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Yes, it's June.
It is June. Yes. And no, we don't have the Habs at the Stanley Cup Finals, but we do have the Edmonton Oilers.
That's true. Go Oilers.
Oh, go Oilers. Yeah. And it would be nice for Connor McDavid to grab the cup.
It would be very nice. Very nice. I'm hoping they can pull it off.
All right. Well, we'll see. But you've got exciting news for us today to top off our agenda.
Yeah, we got some big news. We have created some long stay programs for the winter. So because of the friction between a couple of countries, some people are choosing not to go.
One just down south.
Yeah, not to go south of the border for winter. So those that snowbirds or like to go for longer stays, we've put together three different departures. So two for Portugal, one for Malta for 28 days each.
Okay.
So you can get away and not have to worry about that border, but flying to Europe and spending a month there. So maybe just change it up for those that maybe don't want to go to Florida or California, Arizona, wherever they go.
I think it's great alternatives. Yeah. And, you know, we're looking at Europe, certainly, of course, even further down south. But looking at Europe, I know Portugal is becoming quite a popular destination.
Super popular, like really, really popular. Yeah.
And how about Malta? Tell us a little bit about
Malta. We thought we'd try something different. You know, it's a smaller destination. A lot of people have not been there, so we thought we'd give it a go. But it is pretty popular for longer stays, especially for Europeans. And just a different culture. You're close enough to Sicily. You can even take ferries across. It's a couple of hours by ferry to Sicily. So if you want to go and do a little touring while you're there, you can see Italy as well. And it's just a great option for people.
Yeah,
different culture, different perspective, but they're apartment type accommodations,
right.
So it's not just a hotel room. So you've got a fridge and a cooktop of some sort, and a little more space than a bedroom.
Yeah.
So you've got some space for a month, and you can just go and explore.
It sounds good to me. So again, ask about that with BST Vacation Blows and Stewart Travel. And let's talk about, we're warming things up with Portugal and Malta, but let's talk about Christmas markets.
Yeah. So Christmas markets, river cruise are quite popular. They're very popular. In fact, they're almost sold out, but we do have a couple of spots left on ours, which is going out the last week of November. So
okay.
We'll be home for, I think it comes home on December the 1st. So you can go over there, do your Christmas shopping, come home December 1st, you're done. So we'd love to have some people join us on that as well. We're actually funny that people are starting to come in the office now and ask for that.
Yeah.
I've had it out for a year and a half, but, now they're, maybe it's Christmas. So
yeah,
I guess time flies, but.
And tell us about the Christmas Market River Cruise. What does that all entail?
Around it. So you've got a 1 week cruise. Ours goes from, Budapest to Regensburg in Germany on the Danube. And there's five different Christmas markets that excursions that are off the ship that are included. So you can go check out the different towns, the small towns. Some of them are very small towns. Others are larger, of course. And you can go and check out all the different European Christmas markets and crafts. And
wow. And when they do Christmas markets there,
it's a big deal. Like the town is basically all done up. So... Yeah, it's quite a popular thing. It's really continuing to grow, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And almost every town in Europe has a Christmas market. So,
Oh my gosh.
So this is just a nice way to do it on the river cruise, and you got an excursion every day to one of these markets.
Oh, just more great ideas and more great getaways. Let's talk about, we're going really international today, Vietnam and Cambodia.
Yeah, so... we've got a Mekong River cruise in Vietnam and Cambodia for next fall, and it's selling super fast already. So if anybody's always ever wanted to go there, we got an escorted tour. Agnes is actually going to escort that. She's been there before. We fly over, and we have an optional land package you can add to that if you want to do 4 or 5 days ahead of that. Or you can just do the river cruise, fly over, fly back.
Okay, and I've chatted with a number of people that have been to Vietnam, and they just rave about Vietnam, just the food, the culture, everything.
Yeah, completely different than what we're used to, and you'll see on the river again, a completely different life on that river.
So lots of great options. Incredible with BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel. And we've got early bookings for Sun Destinations.
Yeah, so you can save up to $1,000 a family or $250 per person for booking early with Air Canada Vacations for this winter. So I do recommend it. If you can get the savings, take it. If you know when you want to go, where you want to go, I'd lock it in.
Okay.
We're finding, it's going to be booking. People are going to book early, and I think pricing is going to go up for like Mexico, Caribbean. There, people won't be going to Florida, maybe. They're going to be going to Mexico, Caribbean, taking up more capacity there. So Europeans, again, if they are skipping the U.S. in a large numbers as well, so they'll be going to the Caribbean as well. So I would strongly recommend taking advantage of that.
Yeah, and that seems to be kind of across the board too. Early bookings are always a good idea.
It is. And then there's, you know, we've got like Transat Holidays that fly out of London and Kitchener, Sunwing goes out of Kitchener, Hamilton, all these secondary airports which people prefer to, you know, they want to go out of there rather than Pearson. Although destinations are limited, but also departures are limited. Generally, it's like once a week out of Kitchener to the particular destination or from London. So if you are adamant that you do not want to fly from Pearson, book those early because they will sell out.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah, there you go. It's always great ideas, great destinations with BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel. Rob, anything else on the go or anything else that you want folks to think about?
Lots of stuff. I would just recommend people follow us on our social media channels because everything that we do that's new is posted there. You can join our mailing list on our website as well. And we've got new tours coming out. We're working on stuff all the time, so there'll be stuff popping onto the list. And you can go on our website and just click on custom tours, and they all pop up there.
Fantastic. We'll share the links and details on our socials at mystraffordnow.com. Rob Blows with BST Vacations, Blows and Stewart Travel. Thanks again, Rob. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Jamie.